You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Wednesday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is August 21st. And today we are going to cover the second of our 8 division previews as we approach the start of the NFL season. Yesterday we covered the NFC South, so if you didn't listen to that one yet, go ahead back and check out that episode as well for all of our previews and predictions there. Today we will stay in the NFC, but instead of the South, we will take a look at the teams in the East. Last year it was really a two-team race between the Cowboys and the Eagles, with Dallas coming out on top at 12-5. The Eagles also made the playoffs at 11-6, but both teams lost in the first round, and neither game was particularly close. But anyway, looking ahead to this season, I think we will have a little bit of a shakeup in the standings, and it starts at the bottom, where I think the New York Football Giants will finish in last place in the division. The Giants were 6-11 last year with a negative 141 point differential. Only the Patriots and the Panthers scored fewer points on offense last year. And now, I will say, playing devil's advocate, they did lose Daniel Jones for a majority of the season after he tore his ACL, but even in those 6 games he did play, he was only averaging 150 yards a game, and he had just 2 touchdowns with 6 interceptions. So, you know, when you look at the rest of this offense, there are a couple things to be excited about. They did draft Malik Nabers, and they made some moves on the offensive line that should make them a bit more formidable, but at the same time, they lost Saquon Barkley, and they replaced him with Devin Singletary. You know, Singletary is a nice player and all, but it feels like a massive downgrade from Saquon, who has really been the heart and soul of this team for the past few years. They do have several other guys at receiver like Jalen Hyatt, Wandale Robinson, and Darius Slayton, but those guys are really going to have to take a step forward this season for me to feel like they have a strong wide receiver room. On the defensive end, they did make a big move bringing in Brian Burns, and the rest of that front 7 should be really fun with Kayvon Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence, and Okereke, but I just don't trust the back end of their defense, and I think that's really going to hurt them if they're not able to get to the quarterback quickly. But what it really comes down to with the Giants is that I just don't trust Daniel Jones. I haven't since the minute he was drafted, and I just don't think that is going to change this year, especially coming off of an ACL injury. You know, no matter how good the rest of your team is, this is a QB-driven league, and frankly, I don't think the rest of the roster is elite apart from Daniel Jones anyway. So that's why I have them coming in with 6 wins, just like last year, and last in the NFC East. The next team I have is the Washington Commanders. They only won 4 games last year, and they were outscored by 189 points, which was the worst mark in the league, even worse than the Panthers, who only won 2 games. They were actually able to score significantly more than the Giants last year, but they gave up an astonishing 518 points, which equates to over 30 a game. The next closest team was the Cardinals at under 27 a game, but anyway, with all of that losing, that allowed them to have the second overall pick in this year's draft, where they took Jaden Daniels, and he is arguably the only reason I have them finishing ahead of the Giants this year. And honestly, I'm not super high on Jaden Daniels, but I think he just brings a certain dynamic to the offense that is just going to be electric for them in his rookie year. I'm kind of picturing like RG3 in his rookie season, where I don't know what his career is going to look like, but I do think he's going to play pretty well this year. And like I said, be a difference maker for them. I feel all right about their offense. Scary Terry is nice to have at receiver. Ertz will be a veteran presence at tight end. And they also have a few guys that can make plays, you know, kind of scattered around between Jahan Dotson, Dyami Brown, and Austin Eckler, who came over from the Chargers. The O-line is decent, but where I really struggle with this team is going to be the defense. As I mentioned, all the points that they gave up last year. And you can argue that they have some average guys here and there, but I just think they're going to give up a ton of points again. I like what they did taking Jerzon Newton, the D-tackle out of Illinois. And they also snagged Mike Sainristil from Michigan in the 3rd round, who I think has a chance to be a really nice player. But other than them, there's not a lot to look forward to on the defensive side of the ball. And because of that, I'm going to bump them up to 6 wins from the 4 that they had last year. And I'm only putting them ahead of the Giants technically in the standings because I feel like it. We'll say they won a tiebreaker, but I've also got them at 6-11 and technically finishing 3rd in the division. But that brings me to the Philadelphia Eagles. As I mentioned before, the Eagles finished 11-6 last year, and then they got crushed in the first round of the playoffs. Despite being five games over 500, they only had a plus 5 point differential. And I don't know about you, but that is a red flag for me. I will say, though, there is still a lot to like about this Eagles team. They obviously bring back Jalen Hurts at quarterback, and I love their wide receivers with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and they also have Paris Campbell, who I think is one of the more underrated wide receivers in the league. I think he'll really succeed in that third wide receiver spot on this team. They also drafted Johnny Wilson, the big receiver from Florida State, in the sixth round, who I think has some potential as well. But their big move was signing Saquon Barkley this offseason, which should really shore up that running back room for them, along with Kenneth Gainwell. And they also brought in Will Shipley out of Clemson, who they drafted. So I think they're really deep there. They still have a ton of big names on the defensive side, but kind of still waiting on some of them to take the next step. You know, a lot of those guys, you know, you look at Carter or Davis, some of the other big names there, you know, they've been good, but kind of just waiting on them to take that next step and be great. So we'll see if some of them can do that this year. And then I love what they did at the top of the draft. They got both of the corners, Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo and Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. And I think those guys were both eventually going to help to lock down that secondary for them. They did have two huge departures, though, and those were the retirements of Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox. I definitely think it's going to be understated how much those guys really meant to that team, and especially Kelce, who, you know, is going to be a future Hall of Famer, and he was the centerpiece of the Tush Push. For all of the jokes that it gets, it was truly, you know, a very effective play for them, and I'm not sure how well they're going to be able to run that without him. And, you know, even though I really liked some of the guys that they brought in this offseason in free agency and the draft, I really think those departures are going to hurt them more than people are expecting. So for that reason, I think they slightly regress. I'm expecting 10-7 from the Eagles this year and a second place finish in the NFC East. But I will say this is the one I probably feel the least comfortable about. I think their floor is probably like 8 or 9 wins, and I wouldn't be surprised if they win like 12 or 13, but we'll put them at 10-7 for now. I do think they make the playoffs regardless with at least a wild card spot. But yeah, like I said, 10-7 for now, we'll put them at second in the NFC East. But that will lead us to the team that I think will win the NFC East this year, and that is the Dallas Cowboys. Not really going out on a limb with this one. I think they're most people's pick to win the division here, but really, they're not going out on a limb either. Jerry said they're all in this year, but all that has really meant is that they're kind of just running it back with the same team that they had last year. But honestly, I think it's kind of a good strategy. I think it's good enough for them to win the division. I don't think the East is that great overall. I think the Eagles will be a pretty good team. But aside from that, they should have some pretty easy wins from the Giants and the Commanders. And I think 11 wins gets them there. So that's exactly what I'm predicting. Honestly, I don't really like the overall roster as much as I like the Eagles, but I think Dak is going to be a difference maker for them, especially in a contract year as he is set to be a free agent next offseason. I really don't love their running back room, especially being led by Zeke, who seems to have kind of lost a step. But CeeDee Lamb is a legit number one for them at receiver as long as he figures out his contract and actually plays this season. And I think the defense has just enough guys to get them over the hump. So as I mentioned before, I think they finish up with 11 wins, win the NFC East, and end up hosting a first-round playoff game in Jerry World. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Wednesday episode and the second of our 8 NFL division previews. As always, thank you for listening, and if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.